This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Graduates of the class of 2026 at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus were honored last week in Bethel. It was the 52nd commencement for the satellite campus that has handed out more than 3,500 certificates, endorsements, degrees, and other distinctions over its history. Alice Reardon, who grew up in Napakiak and later established herself as an esteemed Yupik educator, oral historian, and translator, delivered the keynote address. She congratulated students for their perseverance and spoke about her own struggles reconciling her cultural identity with Western modes of education.
I want to acknowledge how difficult it is to navigate the academic world as a person who is not familiar with the culture. We leave our homes that bring us comfort, not able to do subsistence and cultural activities. We neglect our families and other responsibilities when trying to finish school. And sometimes the sacrifice doesn't seem worth it.
Reardon said she found strength in the teachings of her elders, including the idea that education is a lifelong process that requires willingness to make mistakes and grow through them.
Being a translator was lonely work and mentally draining. But I kept doing it because the elders' words fed my identity. Their wisdom was so deep and captivating that I wanted to know more.
High school student Justine Erickson Bradney from Tuksuk Bay, who received her Associate of Science degree magna cum laude through the ANSEP Acceleration Academy, said it was not easy.
I often joke that I could have filled a bucket with my tears just from the math courses I was required to take.
Dozens of students from communities across the YK Delta took major steps forward in their education at this year's commencement. Future educators, half a dozen who received bachelor's degrees in elementary education, were among this year's class. 3 students earned their master's degrees, 15 earned associate's degrees, and another 17 received a range of certificates and endorsements from ethnobotany and Yupik language competency to tribal governance and rural human services. And as in recent years, young up-and-coming students from Ayapun Litnarvik took the stage to close out this year's commencement ceremony with a Yuhak performance. The U.S. Marine Corps doesn't have a big presence in Alaska, but that presence is expanding. Here's retired Marine U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan.
This is something that the Marine Corps, Alaska, we've all been working on for a long, long time, and it's really exciting.
The Corps announced 2 new initiatives last week that will bring more Marines north to Alaska, some on a rotating basis and others more permanently. It's unclear so far how many personnel will be included in the plan. Sullivan spoke of it as a first step.
The new unit that will be coming, the Anglico unit. It's not a big unit, but it's a start.
Anglico stands for Air Naval Gunfire Liaison Company. Its role is to coordinate with non-marine forces to support military strikes. Sullivan used to command the 6th Anglico, part of which will be setting up at J-Bear in the next fiscal year. The 2 new units are a permanent detachment of Marine Reservists at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson and a rotational planning force for Arctic exercises. Sullivan made the announcement in Fairbanks with a Marine Lieutenant General at his side. Sullivan has advocated for expanding military units of all types in Alaska, but he's especially fond of the Marine Corps, in which he served as a reservist until 2024. Sullivan was an active duty Marine from 1993 to 1997. As Marine Captain Stephen Keenan explained it, it'll be a permanent detachment of Marine reservists. The Marine Corps' new rotational force is intended to support Marines participating in joint military exercises in Alaska. Keenan says it will be an advanced team to help set up training before other Marines arrive and coordinate during exercises.
Somebody who's dedicated to planning and getting integrated with the joint force is the real value that provides, that extra structure behind the exercise planning and exercise involvement we were already doing.
Some 350 Marines were part of this year's Arctic Edge exercise. As the war in Iran stretches on, many veterans are reflecting on past wars and weighing the risks ahead. Shelby Herbert spoke to some of them in Fairbanks, a regional military hub. As she reports for the Alaska Desk, they're responding to the new war in the Middle East with a mix of concern, skepticism, and caution.
In 1979, Fairbanks Army veteran Daryl Frank packed his bags for a deployment to Iran that never came. He was part of the Division Ready Force at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. His unit was preparing to parachute into the Middle East during the Iran hostage crisis.
We had all our gear ready, and we got the call to go to the airport, and they took us into this area with barbed wire and armed guards walking around it so nobody would run away. Either way, it would have been a battle. So anyway, we signed up for it, and we were like, yeah, this is what we've been training for.
The orders got called off. The hostages eventually were released, but the crisis marked a new era of hostility between the U.S. and Iran's then-new theocratic government. Daryl Frank is now retired from the Army and is the president of the Alaska Native Veterans Association. As he sipped coffee at the River City Cafe in Fairbanks, he said today's service members are facing a much more advanced Iranian military.
All through the years, they've acquired these weapons and whatnot. They didn't have the missile technology back then, or guided missiles, or anything like that.
Frank says his thoughts lie with the service members deployed to the area. He hopes they come home safely, with their heads held high, and without what he calls a moral injury.
You go in there knowing that that's what you signed up for, and no regrets going into a strange land. But it's a hell of a lot better than staying here and fighting it on your homeland, which is eventually going to happen one of these days.
Alaska has the largest concentration of veterans in the country, and Alaska Natives have the highest rate of service among any demographic. But sometimes it's a complicated relationship with the United States government. Some Alaska Natives joined the military decades ago after growing up in boarding schools intended to forcibly assimilate them.
We as Alaska Native people are still dealing with that, still recovering from that.
Alaska Native Veterans Association member Hugh Walker served in the Navy in the 70s. He says getting separated from his family and culture as a kid informs his feelings about the Iran War and about President Trump.
I just think it's a racist war. Not only that, but, you know, with his immigration policy, mostly brown people. And that really affects me because I'm a product of the boarding home.
At a Fairbanks No Kings rally in March, veteran Scott Justison weaved through the crowd, dressed in his old army camouflage and a T-Rex mask, handing out copies of his zine, The American Regressive. He served from 2005 to 2012 and deployed to Iraq.
Well, I joined under the George W. Bush administration after we had already invaded Iraq. And I wanted to learn about the human side of the military. There's the tendency on one side to dehumanize the members of the military as though they're kind of, I don't know, beasts that want to go out and commit violence.
He opposes the war in Iran and knows it isn't popular with Americans, but he hopes people don't take it out on the troops.
So some of my friends are in there because they have family, they have debt. You're not going to just quit based on your values if you're entrenched in debt and stuff. And so they try to make the best of it in a day-to-day compromise, like we all do in one capacity or another.
Though President Trump has declared the Iran war over, thousands of U.S. troops who deployed to the region remain there. Justison says he fears the war in Iran could become another years-long Middle Eastern entanglement, just like the war he served in. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Shelby Herbert.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Kuyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumchit coming up.